Are we going to say what the condom said to the hydraulics? Cover me, I'm going in. Are we going to involve ourselves in a conflict? Similar to the one when the name on my uniform said Grease Manelli, but everybody knew me as Sergeant Fury! Quang Tree, 1967. I was marching my men on a break for R&R. We've been out. Search and destroy. Listening to the sound of enemy voices taunting us at night. So we'd earned some time off. So we were marching to Madame Ming's House of Oriental Delight. Sergeant Fury is my name. Killing commies is my game. Sound of flip right dip, sound of it. And as we were marching to Madame Ming's, the men were muttering how hungry they were for hobble-doggie.
I can't remember the last time I got any hobble.
I got DTB, Sarge. Come on, let's hurry it up. I'm gonna explode.
Damn, Sarge, I'm hot to trot.
All right, at ease, gentlemen. We're almost there. Up ahead, in the house of Madame Ming's. All right, now, Peters, I want you to run back to base. Tell them we'll be out of radio communication for about an hour and a half. Once you get to base and drop off that message, you come back and get you a slice. Let me go up to the door here and talk to the little lady here. Hi there, Mama Sean, and who might you be?
I'm Mama Wang.
Ah, Madame Ming herself, huh? Well, Needle Torpedo, how much you getting for a slice nowadays?
$20.
$20? That's not bad. $20 American, 20 dead presidents, 20 simoleons. I think we can handle that. Yeah, all right, could you set us up with a bunch of your babes, please?
How many of you are there?
Let me check here. There's 22 of us without Peters.
Oh, what are you doing here?
No, you don't understand, for crying out loud. Never mind. Just leave. All right, guys, come on inside and pick your slice. Well, we got ready to go in the door. We got all psyched, man. I had my hydraulics in my left hand, my doodads in my right, when suddenly... Incoming! The enemy, apparently coincidentally heading for Madame Ming's, arrived at the same time we did. We got involved in a heavy firefight. The lead was flying. Finally, I stood up. I grabbed the M60 off the tripod. I had it loaded completely with tracers, and I was like... Cease firing! Cease firing! Finally, I grabbed our loudspeaker, and I said, attention! Attention, North Vietnamese forces! My name is Sergeant Nino Grease Manelli, a.k.a. Sergeant Fury. I'd like to make a deal with you guys. Obviously, you came here to Madame Ming's for the same reason we came here to Madame Ming's, for some number one boom-boom. Now, we continue this firefight. We're going to burn the whole damn place down. All the girls will scatter, and we will have no one to splatter. I say you and I call an informal truce so that we can all empty our doodads and then get back to the battlefield. What do you say? And so I waited until finally I heard, okay, G.I., you have our word as fighting men. There will be a truce so that we may all involve ourselves in hobble-doggie, wobble-doggie, gobble-doggie, and possibly... The only stipulation we will make is that we get to go to Madame Ming's first. I thought about that for a second. I said, okay, you got a deal. Hurry up. Make sure everybody's hobbled in an hour.
Wojnowski came running over to me and said, Sarge, it's great that you got a truce so we can get us some hobble to keep it. I can't believe you're letting those guys go first. I said, hey, look, they're all 5 foot one. We'll never know they were there.
Johnny Mulkey at work. The Grease Man, mornings on...